Art therapy is regularly used in aged care and can be really helpful for patients with dementia. It's a legitimate form of therapy, which can help with mental health in so many ways. And there's a push for it to get services to expand in regional areas, including the Riverland. There's a push to get it coming into here as well. Carl Rams is an art therapist from Phoenix Arts and Mind. Morning, Carl.
Morning.
The art therapy itself, what is it? How do you go about doing it to help people?
So with art therapy, it takes the concept of a normal counselling session rather than it being a hour-long talking experience of therapy, there's a good half an hour of art making inserted in. And what that does is it allows the brain to connect in ways to like things that are hard to say, hard to express, unconscious or unspoken things. And it just lets you able to express that in a way that doesn't require you to be able to verbalize it. And especially with dementia, that can be really hard for people when they're not always in the same time or place as you in that moment.
Mm.
It gives them a grounding sort of motion and, yeah, helps them reconnect with their body in a way because of the art making.
It's really interesting because the image I had in my head was that, someone sitting there with an easel and paintbrushes and painting to feel better about themselves. But there's a therapeutic use here for creating art. And what sort of art is created, I suppose?
And that's so true because a lot of people have this idea of it being like a workshop or a class.
Yeah.
The end product is what they're focusing on, but we actually focus on the process of making. It's all about what choice you make during the process, if you pick a certain colour or how you choose to express yourself, when you choose to change what motion you're making. And the art therapist focuses on that and keeps a log of that, and then at the end, you normally have a bit of talking and they ask you about that. They prompt you, oh, why did you choose to change from circular motions here to jagged motions? And that can have a whole lot of undertones that you would never know otherwise. And even the person making the art maybe doesn't realise during the process of making.
Interesting. Really interesting. Carl Rams is an art therapist with Phoenix Art and Mind. So what sort of art are we making here during the process? Is it painting? Is it something else? Is it tactile?
We offer a range. So you come into a studio and there'll be choices of paint, but there'll be choices of things like clay or sculptural stuff or collage, even needlework like knitting or crochet. And that just gives a whole heap of opportunities. Like you may present some as, like most people will gravitate towards paint. Some people go to textures or pens, and you just offer that opportunity to choose because, it's that act of choosing that, really opens up the process.
Yeah. You have a plan to expand art therapy into more regional areas, including the Riverland. Why is that?
Oh, well, I grew up in the Riverland. I'm from Monash originally, and I moved away to study, but I've always had a passion for the regional area. And I never felt for my own journey that talk therapy was always enough. Like, I guess I grew up with that culture of you don't talk about the emotional things much. And art therapy sort of creates that bridge because you don't need to talk about the things, but just the act of making can be enough for some people, but it opens up a pathway to talk.
Yeah. Have you found, Carl, have you found that art therapy is something that's helped you as well?
Yeah, definitely. I struggled a fair bit growing up with depression and anxiety, and as a lot of us actually do, it's sort of the common cold for mental health. And I struggled so much to be able to make progress because I can easily talk my way out of talking about the issues that I'm going through.
Right.
And I would do that in counselling as well, which was always a bit of a hindrance to the process. And with the art making, it just sort of happens. It finds a way of expressing it without you needing to say it. So it got me through that block of being able to open up to other people.
Interesting. So how do you plan to sort of move it into the region?
Well, I have been starting my own business. I went through Interworks. They helped me join up with the self-employment program. So I'm going to start with that. But eventually, I have this dream to open up the opportunity for either other art therapists to come into regional areas or for myself to be able to go around and become a little bit more mobile. Like, it's not as easy because with art therapy, you have the whole studio of art supplies and stuff. But I would love to eventually be able to make that more of a thing, make it more accessible to those who don't live in the city areas or in built-up areas so that they can get a different form of help than just talk therapy.
Interesting. All right. Carl, best of luck with it. I love the sound of it and how it works and really keen to hear more. But thanks so much for telling us about it this morning.
Thank you so much.
Carl Rams, an art therapist with Phoenix Art and Mind. Really interesting in using a different sort of therapy to try and get, you know, people to open up. And not everyone opens up by talking. It's a different way of doing it with creating. I like it. It's 4-